This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver's first big snowstorm of the season brought several inches of snow to the metro area overnight, with more on the way. Denver and Boulder could still get another few inches this morning. Same goes for the high country and maybe even heavier totals for Colorado Springs. Dozens of flights have been delayed at the Denver airport today, with some cancellations as well. The storm will clear out by the time the Broncos take the field this afternoon, and then we'll see very cold temperatures tonight. New flights to the East Coast are coming to the Colorado Springs Airport. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Southwest Airlines will offer daily flights to the Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport starting next summer. The announcement comes as the number of people traveling through the airport continues to rise, and while the installation is undergoing major renovations aimed at modernizing its terminal. The airport's director of aviation calls the additional flights a milestone and says it's significant, especially for those who work in aerospace and defense, as well as military service members. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
And the Denver Zoo welcomed a new Amur tiger last week. He's got a great name, Victor. He's 12 years old and arrived from a zoo in North Dakota. Handlers say he has a big personality and loves the snow. Perfect timing. Denver zookeepers hope Victor will breed with the zoo's female tiger, Nikita. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.